Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
When you're going to post photos onto the web, what service do you use? Now, 9 times out of 10, if you're talking to someone who's really active in the blogosphere, they say it's, well, what's the name of it again? I can't remember the name of it right now. But anyway, there's a photo site out there that's apparently really big, but it's not the only one out there. It's definitely not the only one out there. In fact, there was one, or there's a few actually before that, including one that Mark Brown had started up, BuzzNet. And Mark was at GnomeDex 4 right around the time that podcasting started to pick up on momentum. And I don't know if it was really on his radar at that point, although photos were. And he certainly continued forth with BuzzNet. Now, BuzzNet does photos and videos.
And text blogging.
Photos, so you do everything.
Exactly, everything.
You're a full service, one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. But we integrate into other stop shops like MySpace or, your blog or something like that.
How big is BuzzNet's user base right now?
We have about 200,000 registered users and about 3 million unique visitors a month.
And they're all looking for pictures of what?
All sorts of things. You know, most of our about 40% of our traffic comes from Google searches. Often it's like a popular search query like My Chemical Romance or Fall Out Boy, you know, some of the bands that we work with. Sometimes it's screenshots of Tammy NYP. You know, it's really like whatever's popular right now on the internet, celebrity content, music content, you know, we generally have it on BuzzNet. Users have posted it.
You did something recently, at least in the past few months, with the Bare Naked Ladies, Stephen Page. And how well did that work out?
It worked out pretty well. What it was all of his in-stores that he was doing, we had people post photos, and there was a contest associated with it. So I think you won a prize.
I think I won.
I think you won. You might have been the one that posted, but no. But we do a few contests, you know, to kind of like generate some additional content. Right now, I mean, the coolest thing that we're doing right now is today at South by Southwest, the Red Bull House is like co-sponsored with BuzzNet. So redbullhouse.com, you get photos and video. We have a few bloggers out with camera phones posting content. But then at the end of April, we're doing the Coachella Music Festival. And when you buy tickets to the Coachella Music Festival, you get a code that gets you into Coachella community. So that community is for people only for people attending Coachella. Who's your favorite bands? What years have you attended in the past? And if you want to share photos, video, or stories in journal form, you do that on BuzzNet. So I think that's kind of like the future of where we're headed, is more events like that, and kind of like around music, but also just around other like-minded individuals.
So if someone already has a blogging solution, let's say text or photo or video, what do you think is going to win them over to BuzzNet?
The community really is what it's about. So if you're you might host your photos on Ophoto or wherever else, have a blog on Typepad, but if you're a big fan of Fall Out Boy or something, you know, the place that Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy posts his photos is on BuzzNet. So you come to BuzzNet to participate in that community. It might have no other function for you. You might not share your personal photos there. You might just share the band photos that you enjoy. You know, My Chemical Romance, Him, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco. A ton of bands are on BuzzNet, and then a ton of their fans are also contributing content. So
how long has BuzzNet been around now?
We unofficially launched in July of 2003, so it's 2.5 years, something like that, a little longer.
Any growing pains, or has it been smooth sailing the whole way?
We always have growing pains. I mean, especially like, you know, hosting video and photos, there's like, you know, we're adding new machines all the time, so we've gone through some growing pains, but we've sorted a lot of those out, added a CDN to our content, a lot more servers, and so everything's going well. Another thing we did was we just launched the Japanese version of BuzzNet, buzznet.jp. So it's the first internationalized and localized Japanese site similar to what we're doing. You know, Flickr's not in that market. And
yet. Oh, that's the name of them, Flickr. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
How do you spell that again?
I think it's F-L-I-C-K-E-R.
Something like that, F-L-I-C-K-E-R. Okay, I'll have to remember that. I'll have to write that down when I get home.
Check it out, yeah.
So your users, then, do they use your service for one thing more than another?
You know, we have just all types of users. I mean, my parents use it for something very different than, you know, a fan of Fall Out Boy would use it for.
As I'd hope so.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not a, like, hookup space. We aren't the MySpace model of, like, hook up with people. But certainly, it's a way to, like, find people's content. So people are always using it to express themselves. They express themselves in different ways, whether it's artwork they create or photographs or, you know, illustrations or video, you know, short films or viral videos that they found on the internet. It's a little bit of, you know, all of those pieces that you use to express yourself.
And where do you want to go next with BuzzNet? Or do you know?
We don't know. We have some very compelling opportunities coming our way. BuzzNet.com is really a youth culture destination. And so there are many opportunities to extend that into other communities. So verticalize.
Is this your first South by Southwest? I can't imagine.
No, it's not. I came here originally in 1995 and 1996 when we were doing BuzzNet the first time. BuzzNet was one of the first online magazines. Webzines, I think it was at the time. And it was only music then. And we were like, you know, on the outskirts going like, hey, we have a website. People are like, what the hell is that? And then I came last year and did a panel on mobile content, also actually mobile marketing of music. I had Tom from MySpace on my panel, and you know, it was pretty interesting. This year I did a panel on mobile content as well, which was a lot of fun. And I, you know, we did some cool demos and things like that. So seemed to get a good response.
Is that an interest of yours then, the mobile space?
Definitely. I mean, what we are is a content destination, and so the more forms of distribution of that content there are, the better. You know, so a partner like, you know, Opera Mini, like helping distribute Opera Mini to, you know, the many Java-enabled phones, gives people, you know, the ability to see BuzzNet in a mobile interface, but access the web content rather than needing to like increase, you know, like build out our WAP version or, you know, whatever WML version of the site. You know, that's kind of like very like dated. You know, we want to have a full web experience on a mobile device. And so Opera Mini or Shozu is another, it's an application that lets you upload photos and video into BuzzNet from your mobile phone or Windows Media device. You know, a company called Rabble was on that panel. They do an online mobile community where, you know, there's content from sites like BuzzNet that can get into there, you know, via open APIs. So we're totally open company. So, you know, any ways people want to access our content, we're up for.
Where are you based again?
We're based in Los Angeles, near downtown LA.
Why?
We love LA. Why aren't you still there?
You know,
you were living in the valley. I think that might have been part of the problem.
Yeah, I was in the valley, and I just wasn't getting that much of a vibe, or maybe it was just the general feel that I got.
Where did you move there from?
I was direct from San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it's totally different from San Francisco, and for us, you know, we kind of like have an entertainment bent to what we're doing, or slant, and so, you know, I feel that that's... it's a great reason to be in LA, and maybe that's why we think that way, is that, you know, the media companies are there. We're a media company helping extend media properties into community, and, you know, community is always going to be a big part of how people explore and interact with media in the future, just like your blog.
So BuzzNet isn't going away anytime soon?
No, we're not going away. We'll be here bigger and better next year. This year we have one house. Maybe next year we'll have three or four.
Well, if you're drinking Red Bull, then you've got the energy for it, that's for sure.
Exactly, yeah. RedBullHouse.com is a... check out the photos there. The Texas Roller Derby Girls have been there, and the LA Derby Dolls are there. They're playing Wednesday night, or Thursday night. There's a battle in the convention center between the two teams, but should be a lot of fun.
Are they going to be hopped up on Red Bull at that time?
I believe so.
That will be one exciting event, if nothing else.
Exactly. They promise lots of elbows.
Not to the crowd, though. I mean, just in the arena.
In the arena. To them, to each other. It's a very brutal sport, roller derby.
So is that like a hobby of yours? Do you do roller derby in your spare time?
I just enjoy the roller derby girls. They have a lot of energy and are totally insane. So
you hang out with them like on a Friday night in LA? You're just with the roller derby girls?
I don't really know we just met the Texas ones at the Red Bull house. So the LA ones, you know, we'll meet soon. Actually, we do have a Derby Dolls page up on BuzzNet for the LA team, but those photos haven't been updated in a while. We're going to update them when they perform Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, perform. That's the word for it.
It's battle, I believe. Like, and the LA League has a no fighting policy, but in Texas, I think they have Texas rules, and that includes fighting.
So like a Texas Hold'em, only roller derby style.
I believe so, yeah.
Texas Punch'em, maybe.
it looks like a dangerous sport. These girls are missing teeth. And
so you were never into contact sports. You just live vicariously.
Exactly. Yeah. I live on the internet. Every once in a while, I get out.
Like here at South by Southwest. Well, thanks again for your time, Mark.
Sure. Thank you, Chris.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code CHRIS1. That's CHRIS and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.